From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman will announce his plans to run for president next Tuesday, but let's face it, he already has announced that he's running for president, and following the official announcement next week, he'll be off on a whirlwind tour of several states, including his home state of Utah, where he just might run into another Utah favorite, Mitt Romney. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hi there, Thomas.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. So, Thomas, tell me about both Huntsman's and Romney's plans next Friday.
Well, I'm going to say right now, I'm pretty sure they're not going to do a joint fundraiser in Utah next Friday, but that would be interesting if they were going to. It looks like there's a few things on the agenda. So far, John Huntsman Jr., who will then be a four-day candidate for president, will do a public event of some sort in the state. We're not sure all the details yet, and some kind of private fundraiser as well. On the docket for Mitt Romney right now is simply two fundraisers, one in Provo and one in Salt Lake City at the Grand America. Those are the only two things I've seen so far from Romney, but I have a feeling if Huntsman's going to get a big public exposure there for the public event, that may force Mitt Romney to do something of the same.
So before Huntsman comes to Utah, he'll be officially announcing his candidacy at Liberty State Park in New Jersey, as if he hasn't already announced his candidacy. What's significant about this location?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, one, if you're going to announce you want to run for the President of the United States, why not do it with the backdrop of a large icon given to us by the French people? But secondly, there is actually more of a symbolic thing. John Huntsman Jr. was a White House staffer under President Reagan, and this spot where Huntsman is going to do his announcement is where Reagan did his general election kickoff. He had a big Labor Day event there where he did a big speech at the same spot. It's also kind of one of the favorites of Huntsman's chief strategist, John Weaver, who ran a New York State New York governor's race a while back, and his candidate also announced, although in New York on the other side looking at the Statue of Liberty. But why not? It's a picturesque kind of place, so it'll look nice in the pictures and the video.
So, Thomas, Huntsman now has an official campaign website, johnhuntsmanjr.com, and right now it's got a campaign video posted on it that I must admit I find just a tad confusing. What's in this video, and what's the message he's sending here?
I think it's part of a tease campaign that they're starting. I haven't seen the other days just yet, but essentially this video is an actor or someone riding a motorcycle, kind of motocross gear through Monument Valley in southern Utah. It's not John Huntsman Jr. riding the motorcycle, we understand, but it is his motorcycle and his gear. And flashed on screen is in 6 days, didn't make it with his high school band Wizard. I think they're going to do some other things teasing the campaign as they get closer about, Huntsman. It's more of a tease ad, but it kind of fits in the style of Fred Davis is Huntsman's video guy, and Fred Davis has been famous for some kind of outlandish videos. I think everyone probably remembers the "I'm Not a Witch" Christine O'Donnell ad.
Yeah.
that was Fred Davis. So that's the same guy Huntsman has working for him now. So I would expect a few off the wall things.
All the chatter right now is about Huntsman's experience serving in several presidential administrations, his record as Utah governor, his eloquence as a public speaker. But let's be honest here. Does anyone outside of Utah know who the heck John Huntsman is? And if not, does any of that other stuff even matter?
Certainly the media does. I think there's a lot of reporters
maybe that's
that are
it.
Picking up on this. But, the thing is, he doesn't need a national name ID. He needs a New Hampshire name ID. And that's the one thing he's going to work on. He's going to, he should probably get a second home up there in New Hampshire and spend his time up there, because that's the state that really matters. South Carolina, too. But, if he wins New Hampshire, if there's some path he sees and he can win New Hampshire, then the name recognition will come. His strategist one time told me, everyone will say we don't have name ID until we do. It's like, well, that's kind of a dumb statement, but in many ways you're right. No one will notice when all of a sudden he's, 60% name ID.
And speaking of Huntsman's strategist, Huntsman himself has not been quick to criticize any of the other GOP candidates in the race, at least so far, but it seems like it's a different story when it comes to his strategist you were talking about, John Weaver.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you normally do, I guess. Let the candidate kind of stay above the fray and be the nice guy and let, the attack dogs come from somewhere else. John Weaver, for example, told Esquire magazine, I took a nice shot at Mitt Romney, asking, quote, what version are we on now? Mitt 5.0, 6.0? So the fire's going to start between the two campaigns, and it's not going to be pretty.
And finally, Thomas, a company that bears the former governor's name, Huntsman International, is paying $33 million to settle a lawsuit. Has Governor Huntsman ever had anything to do with this company? And if so, could it be an issue for him?
You know, Huntsman Jr. was an executive at the Huntsman Corp at one point, and also ran the family holding company. So he's been involved in all these businesses. But the campaign stresses that Huntsman Jr. was not involved in any way in the Huntsman International that was a part of this lawsuit and this settlement agreement that's going out right now. And so does Huntsman Corporation. They're saying, look, he had no involvement in this. This was another company. It's wholly owned subsidiary, but it doesn't mean that he was intricately involved. I didn't see this get much buzz. This is more of a business page story for the moment, it seems. So it doesn't seem to take effect yet, but, hey, it's still early.
We've been talking with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Thomas, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Take care.